Do you guys want to know some super annoying? I can't even think of fucking music on. Do you guys want to know some super annoying shit? So, do you guys know how, like, I haven't been working because I'm unemployed? Which, I mean, just getting on that, I'm so frustrated. Like my whole, like, my Patreon has, like, really helped me a lot. And not just because, like, financially, but, like time-wise, it's helped me a lot because it gives me something to do and something to, like, pour my energy to, which is, literally pour my energy into. but I, like, literally, I don't understand, like, I'm so frustrated. Like, I don't want to start crying. I say that all the time. I'm, like, so frustrated because I literally can't, like, find a job. Like, I'm so annoyed. It's been, like, almost, like, a month and a half. I stopped working in the middle of February. It's almost gonna be a month and a half, and, like, this is so frustrating, like, really frustrating. You guys don't know this, but I'm actually in my towel right now because I just showered. Yeah, I'm just, like, super frustrated. I mean, like, when I first move to where I live, it was a little bit hard for me to get a job, but, like, it was fine because I had my savings. But, like, it's like there's more of a sense of urgency to get hired or get, like, be employed now because I, like, have responsibility. Like, I had responsibilities there then, but I was, like, living in an apartment, so, like, that wasn't a really big deal for me. Whereas, like, now, like, I have a house and responsibilities and things I have to take care of. And, like, I don't know. I'm just, like, I'm trying not to let it bum me out. Because once I start stressing out and overthinking and, like, I let it stress, like, it's going to bum me out. And I'm trying not to be bummed out about it. Which is, like, the one good thing about, like, my Patreon is that, like, at least I have that outlet. So, like, both financially and because I love making stuff for you guys, like audios and stuff, it makes me really happy. And especially, like, those of you who have, like, gotten back to me and said that you guys love the audios that I made for you, like, it makes me so happy because I genuinely love making the audios. They're so much fun for me. So, honestly, like, making those audios has been, like, the best part about all of this and getting to connect with all of you guys. So, yeah. Anyway, what was I talking about? But yeah, I'm just like, I don't know. I'm hoping that I don't know what to do, man. See, now I'm starting to get like stressed out just thinking about the whole job thing. I don't know. I, like, really need to get hired somewhere. It's, like, stressing me out. Like, I've applied so many places. Like, I've literally probably applied to, like, 40 jobs. I'm not even fucking kidding. And, like, I've done, you guys know how, like, every application comes with, like, assessments. So I've done, like, so many assessments, and I don't know. I'm just, like, really bummed out, and, like, I don't know. That makes me feel like a failure or, like, disappointed in myself. Like, I'm not worth hiring or something. I don't know. I don't know. It just, like, really upsets me. It makes me sad. Have you guys heard this song? It's a new Jonas Brothers. Actually, you know what? I'm going to focus on this before I start crying. Have you guys heard this song? It's a new Jonas Brothers song. I'm a sucker for you. I'm a sucker for all the subliminal things about you. Anyway, so you guys want to know something super annoying? going back to what I was initially talking about. So, since I haven't been working, like, my sleep schedule's all over the place. And, like, that's why I had, like, told you guys before that I'm the type of person that, like, thrives from working with other people and having a schedule. Because if not, like, it throws off everything. Like, and my sleep schedule's one of those, things that throws off. I mean, like, I haven't been able to sleep for... I've had problems sleeping since I was, like, 9. And when I was in high school, I was, like, on medication for it. But, like, the doctors would, like, take me off of it and then put me on it and then take me off of it because they didn't want it to become, like, a dependency issue, which it never did, thankfully. But, yeah, I used to be on medication for it and stuff. And so now, like, it's hard for me to sleep. And recently, like, I was like, I'm going to take, like, a healthy stab at this. So I started drinking like melatonin before I sleep, and it doesn't do anything for me. Like, I'm wide awake. And so last night, I didn't get to sleep until like 8 a.m. And so annoying. Dancing on top of cars, I'm never out of bars. Can't get enough. You're the medicine in my brain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, I think it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere, Bonnie. I'm a sucker for you. Anyway, I didn't go to sleep until like 8 a.m. And then I woke up like at 11 a.m. I set an alarm because I was like, I'm going to get up and I'm just going to make sure that I go about my day and I'm super tired. And so like, I got up and I, like, got ready for the day. Like, I brushed my teeth and did my hair and stuff. And then answered a bunch of emails. I talked to my dad. And then I literally, like, was so tired. And I was, like, checking my Patreon messages on my phone. And I fell asleep. But it gets, like, really, really hot in my room for some reason. And so I fell asleep in like a thong, like that's all I was sleeping in. And so I fell asleep, and then like I woke up, my mom was here, and she was like, come with me to take your grandma to the doctor. And I was like, okay, all right. And then she's like, why are you not wearing clothes? And I was like, you don't live here. I was like, you don't live here. And then... I would, like, love this song so much. Oh, yeah, so she was like, let's take your grandma to the doctor. She woke me up at 2 o'clock, and then she's like, let's take your grandma to the doctor. The doctor's appointment's at 3, and I was like, okay. So I, like, got up, right? And then she was downstairs, and then I, like, went to get my towel, and she was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm gonna get my towel so I can shower. She's like, you're gonna shower? I was like, yes. And she's like, why? And I was like, don't you shower to go places? And then she was like, fine. And so I got in the shower, and then like at 2:30 she's like knocking on the door, and she's like, why do you even have to shower, you're taking so long? And I was like, what the fuck do you mean? And she's like, that's why I woke you up at 2 so you could be ready by 3 o'clock. And I'm like, the fuck is wrong with you? And so like she got mad and left to the doctor without me. And, like, it's not like I could, like, chase after her because, like, my car is currently in the shop. I took it to the dealership because the sound stopped working on one side of the car. And I also had to, like, have a tune-up done. And so, like, I don't have a car right now. So then, like, she left and I was like, okay. And she, like, does that all the time. Like, I tell her all the time, I'm like, mom, if you want me to do things with you, like, tell me the day before, or, like, let me, like, communicate with me. And she, like, doesn't. She just, like, shows up here unannounced, and she's like, oh, well, let's do this. And I'm like, bro, you have to give me a second. Like, it's just annoying. And I know she's going to be pissed about it. Like, next time I talk to her, she's going to be like, oh, why asked you to come to your grandma's doctor's appointment with me? And you had to take a shower. Like, she's dumb. Are any of your guys' moms like that? Like, it's infuriating. It's, like, the most annoying thing. And so, like, I got out of the shower, and I was like, hello? And nobody's here. And I was like, oh, great, she left. Which is fine for me. Like, I didn't want to go to the doctor's appointment anyway. It sounds bad. It's not like I don't love my grandma, because I do. It's just that I didn't want to go to the doctor's appointment because I don't think it's fair that my mom gets stuck with, like, the whole responsibility of taking care of my grandmother when, like, my grandma has other kids. So, yeah, that's the only reason I say, like, I didn't want to go to the doctor's appointment. What else is I going to say? I am going to be posting a new audio on Friday. I was going to leave it till, like, later on, but I realized that it's been a while since I've posted, so I am going to be posting the audio. The 9-time audio. On Friday. I should be able to do it from my phone. Do I have it on... I don't know. I don't even know if it's on Soundgasm, but if it's not, I'll have to upload it. Because, like I said, I'm going out of, like, town, out of, like, the state this tomorrow. So I'll have to do it while I'm on, like, this thing with my sister-in-law. So, yeah, I'm going to upload on Friday. I'm really excited for all of you guys to hear it, because... it's a pretty intense audio. And I am going to be going for 10 soon. I'm still, like, mentally preparing myself for it. What else? And I did also drop the beans yesterday that I'm going to be collabing with two other performers, like, two other girls from GWA yesterday. Which is going to be, like, my first Patreon-exclusive audio for the month of April. I'm going to be collabing for the first time ever with two other performers, two other girls. And I'm really excited about it because these girls are awesome. And I admire them a lot. And they're super cool. And I'm super lucky that, like, I can, you know, like, call them friends. So I'm really excited about it. So that's going to be on Patreon for the month of April. What else? I had other news. I don't even like this song. Can you guys hear that? I just, like, shook my hair so much that, like, my towel fell out of my hair. Song is so good. 6 words you never understood. I'll never let you go. 5 words you never say. I laugh alone like I have, like, a list of things that I need to do today, and I don't even remember if I did them. To do. Call American Express about new card. I did that. Call about pool pump. I did that. Goodwill bags are done. I have a thing. Tomorrow's Thursday? Yeah, I have a thing tomorrow about a possible job with an old coworker of mine. And then I have to call my hairdresser to, like, cancel an appointment I made back in January that I'm actually not going to cancel because one of my patrons on Patreon told me that they, like, send me a gift card, which is really nice of them. They're, like, really, really nice. Probably one of the nicest people I've ever met. sent me a gift card, and they told me to, like, treat myself on something, which I thought was really sweet, and I, like, cried about it afterwards, because that's, I'm gonna go get my haircut. Oh, also, no, I still had, other news for April. So in April, I'm gonna try to roll out, I'm still gonna be rolling out, like, rambles and stuff on this page. I am also going to go ahead and put up another AMA, because I know that since the last time I posted my AMA, I've had, like, new followers, so I will put up a brand new AMA. Actually, you know what? I think I'm going to put that up today, and then I'll answer them tomorrow on the trip, because it's a 5-hour trip, so I'll just do that on the way. Actually, is there any way to, like, set up, like, a... I don't know, anyway. I'll do that today. I'll put up a new AMA and then I'll answer them for you guys tomorrow when I'm on the way. I'm so selfish. Anyway, for April as well, I am going to be launching a new tier, which is going to be going between honey and baby. It's going to be going between honey and baby. Honey's $5 and then baby's $25. The tier that's going to go in the middle is going to be called Dreamboat. It was between that and Heartbreaker. But I asked a couple of different people and most of them said Dreamboat. So it's going to be called Dreamboat. And it's going to be $15. And that one is going to be the difference between baby and what's the other one? What did I say it's called? Yeah, the difference between honey and baby is that the $5 option comes with just early access of my audios, whereas the $25 option actually gets you like an 8-minute personal audio, like, about me, like, thanking you. And you also get access to, like, my Patreon exclusives. If you're one of the people that doesn't want to hear me talk about something that you want me to talk about, then you can go with the $15 option, which will be early access to my audios, and then you'll still have access to the Patreon exclusive audios that I'll be up posting. For the month of April, since it's going to be the full month, I am going to try to do like 3 or 4 Patreon exclusive audios. The first of which, of course, like I said, is probably going to be the collab that I have that we're going to be working on. It's all right. You'll be seeing us in a house next year. Making your mind up. What goes where? Keeping it real with me all the time. Anyway, so yeah, I'm going to be launching that tier at 1st of April, and then I am going to be opening up new slots for the higher tiers. I'm not going to be opening up any more slots for the $25 option, because I have a feeling that some people are going to drop to the $15 option. And I don't know. I'm probably going to leave the $25 option just the way that it is. But I will be opening up new slots for the $50 option and the $100 option, because I mean, not $100, I'm an idiot, $75 on April 1st, because since I'm going to have the full month of April, oh my God, I hope I'm working by Ava. I don't want to talk about like the whole month. Now I'm going to start stressing out my job again. I'm hoping that I'm not going to be unemployed the whole month of April, but I will be opening up new slot, man, like, bum me out again, thinking about, like, being unemployed the whole month of April. My God, I could never. Oh, fuck, what am I gonna do if I don't find a fucking job, dude? Anyway, I'm gonna be opening up in April because, that way I have, like, the rest of the month to work on everything. In case I'm still unemployed in April, which, fuck my life, if I am, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Need something, honestly. What? Did you guys, like, hear about this stupid thing? It's got an alert on my phone that says, Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, blames parents for destroying her influencer career and college scandal. I, like, seriously, the amount of things that these fucking kids complain about, like... My parents weren't even at my graduation for high school, and then these parents are, like, out there fucking bribing people to get their kids into college, you know? Which is fucked up. I get it. I understand. It's fucked up that they did that. But, I mean, either they really gave a fuck about their image, or they really wanted their kid to go to college, which I don't know which one of the two it is. But, my parents, yeah, neither of my parents were actually at my fucking high school graduation. My mom wasn't at my college graduation. She didn't care. So, yeah, I don't know. I was going to share this story with you guys, because I don't know if you guys, like, if you guys have heard this story before, every side of my comments. Last night, a fellow, GWA, a friend of mine, I, like, mentioned to her that I wanted to, like, I was thinking about, like, restarting a Discord, but actually, like, having mods and stuff, like, and so it wouldn't be a shit fest like it was last time, and she invited me into her Discord, server, and so I was on there, and I was talking to a bunch of, like, her subscribers or whatever, and they were super cool, and I thought it was really fun. It was a lot of fun. So I am seriously considering, like, relaunching a Discord server again, especially because I recently have, like, a lot of time on my hands, and, like, so last night, like, I couldn't sleep, and so I was in there talking to them, and I just thought, like, wow, it'd be cool if I had a server so I could talk to my, like, subscribers when... If you guys don't know who La Tigre is, I don't know what to tell you. If you don't know who Kathleen Hanna is, you're gonna make me cry. Because I love Kathleen Hanna, I admire her a lot. But, yeah, so I'm still, like, considering, I don't even know where to start with a Discord server, honestly. I don't know anybody who could mod for it or anything, so I guess that's, like, something that's gonna be in the... I have to, like, seriously consider, think about what I'm gonna do. But yeah, I was, like, in her server last night, and it was a lot of fun. I had, like, a lot of fun. If you're one of the people that was in that server last night talking to me, you guys were fucking funny. What else was I... Oh, yeah, I don't know if you guys heard the story the other day, but I'm just gonna share it with you guys, because, I thought it was funny. It was, like, a story that I forgot about. So, like, the other night, I was watching Queer Eye, and I posted a picture on here. And also that anime picture that I posted, I thought it was so funny. I was, like, clearing pictures off my phone last night because I couldn't sleep. And I found, like, three of the anime style, like, filters. And it made me laugh so much. Like, it's so funny because, like, I know it's me, but it looks weird because it's an anime style. So I have two other pictures like that if you guys want me to post them, I will. But I thought they were funny. Anyway, oh yeah, so the other day I, like, posted this picture that I was, like, having a beer, and I was watching, Queer Eye, and another performer who, like, follows me was like, oh, I'm watching Christopher Robin, and I was like, yeah, I can't watch Winnie the Pooh, I'm scarred. And I forgot about the story from when I was a kid, and I thought it was really funny, so I wanted to, like, tell you guys it. If you guys didn't see it, tell you guys it. That's, like, not even grammatically correct. I wanna be the one who makes your day. Have you guys heard this song before? I'm, like, obsessed with Rex Orange County. I can't wait to be your number one. I think I shared the song the last time I made an audio. Heart and make you cry. But won't you I'm on my own shit now. Now you are feels to be fucking great. I feel great. Ugh, I sound like ass. Anyway. Oh my god, guys, this song. I'm sorry, you guys are gonna have to put up with me for a second, because like this song, anything Sufjan Stevens makes me cry. I love him, but his lyrics, oh my god, as an English major, just swoon. Oh my god.
All to see without my eyes.
The first time that you kissed me, boundless by the time I cried. You build your walls around me. White noise, what an awful sound. Fumbling by Rogue River, feel my feet above the ground. Hand of God, deliver me. Oh, woe, woe is me. First time that you touched me. If you've never seen Call Me By Your Name, you should, because it's really good. And it's on Amazon Prime Video, in case you didn't know and you want to watch it. I highly suggest that you watch this movie. It's very good. And also, he was nominated for an Oscar for that song. Was he? Or was it a Golden Globe? I don't remember. I fucking love this song so much. I've been adding like new music to my playlist. Recently, like, a bunch of new bands and stuff that I've been listening to. Like this, which is Crumb, and The Walters, The Symposium, Early Eyes, Declan McKenna, The New Vampire Weekend, which is so good. Anyway. Of course, if you guys ever want to, like, listen to music with me, my playlist are in my fucking profile somewhere. The other day, another performer like follows me commented and was like, oh, I'm watching Christopher Robin, and I was like, I can't watch that. And they were like, why? And I was like, they didn't ask why, actually. I just said to share, because that's me, that's who I am. I was like, oh, I can't watch that. When I was like 5 or 6, I think, I used to be really obsessed with Winnie the Pooh when I was a kid. Like, really, really obsessed. I went to this really, like, private, exclusive Catholic school when I was a kid. And my best friend growing up was, she had a recording deal, with the, like, a recording label. With like a major recording label in the United States. And so she had like a, because she was a singer, and she, that sounds like some Michael Jackson shit. She was like my age, like she wasn't like an adult or anything. But she used to get into like Disneyland free and stuff, and we would get like on the rides before anybody else, like we would get escorted to the front and stuff. So I used to love going to Disneyland with her because it was so much fun. I remember one time, the first time that I ever went to Disneyland with her, my parents were already divorced. I was like 9 or 10. I think I was 10. Her parents asked my parents if we could go to, we went to Disneyland the last day of school. Because we had like early release, I think we got off like at 10 or like 11 or something. And so her parents were like, well, when they get out of school, we're thinking about taking them to Disneyland for the rest of the day. And then my parents were like, oh, yeah, that's cool. But like, my parents weren't 100% sure if like the label was going to pay for everything. So, I was trying to figure out what song came on. So like my parents weren't 100% if the label was going to pay for everything or not. So like this was back in the day when like the entrance, the ticket to get into like Disneyland was only $40. So my dad gave me $40 and he was like, here, just take this. No, he gave me like $60 and he was like, here, $40 for like the entrance, then just like keep $24 if your guys are gonna buy any food or anything. And I was like, all right. But like, and so like then my mom didn't know that my dad had given me money, and my mom gave me like $60 too, and she was like, here, in case the label doesn't get you guys in, same thing. And I was like, all right, cool. So like that day comes around, the label got paid for everything at the park, and I had $120 to spend, and I spent it all in like a gift shop. Like, and I bought nothing but Winnie the Pooh stuff. It was awful. I bought like one of those big like slushy like cups that is in the form of Winnie the Pooh. And then I bought like stupid. I like bought like Winnie the Pooh ears and like a Winnie the Pooh like pajama set. It was the stupidest thing. I bought like so much shit and all of it was Winnie the Pooh. It was really stupid. And then my parents thought it was hilarious, and they still say that story now, because they like, when my dad picked me up from her house, he was like, how was it? And I was like, it was so much fun. I had like a big bag of like Disney stuff, and he was like, did the label pay for everything? And I was like, yep. And my dad was like, do you still have the money I gave you? And I was like, nope. So I spent it on like a bunch of random stupid shit. It was really funny. My parents thought it was really funny. Anyway, so like, going back to what I was talking about before, when I was a kid, I was like really obsessed with Winnie the Pooh. Like, I had everything. I had like the decals on my wall when I was a kid, and like even like the bedding, and I had like Winnie the Pooh like teddy bears, and it was annoying. And so I remember one time when I was like, maybe if I want to say like 6 or 7, or like I don't know, around that age, my parents had gotten me this big book of like 1,000 stickers, and they were all Winnie the Pooh when I was, yeah, like for Christmas or something. And it was like, I think it was like 1,000 or 10,000 stickers. And my mom took a girls trip with her girlfriends, and it was just me and my dad for the weekend. And my dad, though, was like doing work during the weekend, so he spent most of the time like in the office, and I ended up like just like spending a bunch of time by myself. And I had nothing to do, so I thought it would be really cool. And I thought it would, like, really just spice up the decor in our house if I put a Winnie the Pooh sticker on every corner of every frame in our house, like, picture frame or art frame. And so I went around the whole house and, like, put Winnie the Pooh little stickers on the corner of every single frame in our house. And I thought it looked so good. I was like, oh my god, this is so efficient, because I happen to have these like Winnie the Pooh sticker books sitting around, and all these frames are barren, and I'm gonna fucking fix them. And so when my mom got home, she was super pissed. And also, it wasn't like, and then when we took off the stickers, it wasn't like those stickers that just like come off cleanly. It's like those stickers that like you pull them off, even though you try to be super careful, and they leave like that white residue. Like, it leaves, like, the white paper thingy, and then, like, when you take it off, it's, like, that's sticky. That's how it was. And so my mom had to replace all the frames in our house, and she was pissed about it. She was livid. She was so mad. And I had completely forgot about that story until the other night when I told it to another performer, and I thought it was really, really funny. but, yeah, that's what her waking me up today and me getting in the shower is what she gets. Actually, that's backwards. Her waking me up and yelling at me about not wearing clothes to sleep in my own house is what I get for fucking up all her fucking frames. yeah, this is super long. 34 minutes. Well, anyway, so yeah, I just wanted to make this because I wanted to give you guys an update. About everything that's going on and everything that's gonna happen going forward on Patreon. And I did also extend the times in the tiers, the audios in the tiers, because like the $25 option had 5 minute audio, personal audio, and the $50 option had a 15 minute audio that came with it, and then the highest tier to $75 had a 20 to 25 minute audio that was included. I actually changed those and added about 3 minutes more because I actually ended up like going over a lot of audios. So like a bunch of the 5 minute audios that I was supposed to record came out to like 6 or 7 minutes. I know one of them came out to 11 minutes. And then a bunch of like the 15 minute audios came out to like 16, 17 minutes. So I just thought I would like add on an additional 3 minute onto the audios just because I know myself and it makes more sense. I'm literally still in my towel right now. Well, my towel's not on my hair anymore, but I still have a towel, like, covering my body. This guy sings just like, Dan from the Black Keys. But it's not Dan. It's Early Eyes. That's what the band's called. I'm really excited about my trip tomorrow because I'm going somewhere really special on Friday and I'm stoked. Please talk to me. Please talk to me in the middle of the night when I have nothing to do. I don't know, talking to you guys and like making stuff for you guys really just like makes me really, really happy. So, if you ever like want to shout, like send me a message or anything, like comment, like don't hesitate to do so. But anyway, yeah. Thanks again for listening. And, this is really long. I'm sorry. You wasted 38 minutes of your life listening to this fucking random dumb person on the internet talk about nothing for 38 minutes. Anyway, yeah, thanks for listening to this, and I hope you've already done your taxes, because what the fuck, like, it's almost gonna be April, guys. Do your fucking taxes. If you're in a relationship, please don't leave the seat up. I hope you guys have a rad rest of your week. All right, bye.